2-1. KXLY-FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
Let's go.
Live from the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino Studio.
Oh, yeah.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader.
I love it.
The Big 99.9. Coyote Country.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Scientists make mice wear VR goggles so they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane. And MCO AAMCO.
All right, if everything goes as planned, I've got 3 minutes here.
I have not received, I am chasing course, that interview,
hey,
Kevin.
Hey, listen, Jay, we know, and I almost said to you today, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Where we promote, Lainey Wilson at 8:06 today. Every time in our show history.
Something has happened,
we have done that where we promote like the exact time.
Right.
It never goes right.
Correct, yeah.
Now, you just read all of it to me.
I did.
Lainey Wilson, August 26th,
mm-hmm.
That is today. 10:07 Central Time.
Right.
That would be 8:07 here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it all right.
Yeah.
Maybe she's running behind.
I don't know. I just text the person.
That was Lainey?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, did you enjoy my Lainey Wilson joke?
Oh, it took me a second.
She's running behind.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm just making sure Steve got it.
Okay. Oh, there's the hotline now, Steve. Good luck.
Oh, everything's fine. Everything's
good. We don't know that. She could be calling
and
say, I didn't get you on the schedule. That was my fault. Or, whoopsie.
No chance they're going to do that.
It's possible.
I mean,
anything's possible, Kevin.
I got to imagine we're probably one of the only people talking to her.
just turn and look at his face. And then
let's see how he's doing.
Look at Steve's face. He looks confused.
Looks frozen in time.
That's his confused look.
He hasn't moved in 35 seconds.
That's his confused look. Right now he's like, So
there's no smile, folks. There's nothing. It is just...
Having Steve be the intermediary between us and anybody in Nashville is like a growing experience for Steve. Because, he's got to deal with the business side of somebody going, I didn't receive this and that. And you're like, what? We got a double, triple confirmation, bro. Something like that.
Yeah, he looks very confused. He's now looking around in his studio like
it's
maybe there's an answer in here.
It's fine. Charla just texted me. She said, yeah.
Charla. Hmm. Is he talking to Charla, you think?
I'm sure he is, yes.
And Charla got such a southern accent.
I told him to be prepared. She said, hi there.
Is this Steve? So southern.
This Steve? Well, isn't that the sweetest thing ever to talk to you?
This will be my
They might have changed our times.
For the day. It is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't make sense. I hate it that they do it here. The 4th of July is National Hot Dog Day.
I agree with you.
But I do have to share a fact.
Okay.
Are you interested in all?
At
the hot dog eating contest that is going to be on Netflix, I think it is.
Oh, is that the one with...
Joey Chestnut, the world's greatest. Undefeated, world's greatest. And then Kobayashi, the man who gave him a run for his money for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They both have kind of been shunned by the competitive eating world, or the Nathans, anyways. And so they now just said, forget it. We're doing a Netflix special with the two of us eating hot dogs. That's all anybody wants to see anyways.
Steve, are we good to go?
Yep, we're good to go at 7 after.
Okay, well,
in 32 seconds?
So are you going to pick her back up to let me know exactly when she says we're ready?
Oh, do you want me to do that?
I think that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Steve, were you confused?
No, Kevin, don't ask him questions
panicked.
When he's on.
Well, I hope he has his question ready for Lainey.
Oh, man, that's going to be so fun.
Because I will just say, now our producer Steve has a question.
I can't wait.
Do you eat cereal?
That'd be
a great question.
That.
I wonder what kind of, if you had to guess, what kind of cereal does Lainey Wilson eat?
She's super fun. I'm going to say Lucky Charms. Are we ready, Steve?
Lucky Charms, boy, that's
you
a good
said we're
call,
we're good to
too.
Go. Drinking watermelon moonshine. Cut the bark on a little lie. I'm 5 generations of blazing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program the one and only Lainey Wilson. Hello!
What's going on?
How are you?
And as a matter of fact, Lucky Charms is right.
That is correct? Oh, man. Do you eat all the stuff or do you eat the marshmallows first? How do you do it?
Oh, I just pick out the marshmallows. I'm one of those.
I love that.
So I don't know if you can get them everywhere, but I had a friend who was in Missouri, and they brought home a bag of just the marshmallows. Have you ever seen that?
I have not seen that, and I need to figure out where this is at.
Oh, my gosh. They were wonderful.
If you have just the marshmallows, do you eat them with milk, though, or do you just, like, take...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did, and I ate them plain and with milk and with everything.
And I ate the box.
As long as it tastes like the marshmallows, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats on the album release. Very excited about Whirlwind, which came out last Friday. I did enjoy watching your Instagram when you had to take a helicopter. You made it to the album release, I would imagine, on time?
I did make it on time, and I will tell you what, that was my first and last time I will probably do that.
On a helicopter? You weren't a fan?
I mean, it was fun, but... It was a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Of course. But we did it. You know, I was like, my life has been a whirlwind these past 2 years since Bell Bottom Country came out. And I'm like, what would just be the cherry on top? And I'm like, well, I guess we could take a helicopter.
It is a weird feeling because you're just kind of, you know, it's just glass between you and the world. And it's very high and very fast.
Oh, my gosh. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, your life is crazy. You think about that. I mean... just is blown up so much in the last 2 years. I was looking at all the things that you've really done. Okay, obviously, you were on Yellowstone, so you did some TV, and I think you're on more of it, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Supposed to be filming sometime soon.
Think you're going to kiss a boy?
I hope, Lord, not.
Okay.
Not your favorite.
That's hard to explain at home.
Yeah, not your favorite part of acting.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
But then all the duets, you've sang with so many amazing people from, I mean, Jelly Roll to Hardy. I mean, the list goes on and on. Keith Urban, I think you have one with him now. It's like everywhere.
The new album has one with Miranda.
Oh, yeah. Post Malone. You ever heard of him?
Heard of him.
Is there somebody that you're still just itching to get some sort of collaboration with?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, thinking outside of country, I'd really love to do something with Miley Cyrus because y'all know I used to impersonate Hannah Montana.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I think that'd be pretty full circle. I got to meet her the other day. I'd love to do something with Teddy Swims. I'd love to do – there's so many things I'd love to do.
Well, I feel like you're at that point where you just, I mean, kind of like when you just need a helicopter, you get one. You just kind of say, hey, I'm Lainey Wilson, and I'd like to record with you, Miley. And it's – I know schedules and stuff are tough, but I feel like it's going to happen.
I guess I need to cordially ask.
Yeah, that's got to be weird how that reaching out thing works. But you probably just make a text to somebody, and then you end up with their phone number, I would imagine, and then it's just kind of a text reach out. Is that how it works or not really?
Yeah, I think that's how it works most of the time. I know with her, like, I think that she don't do, like, things all the time. Like, she's kind of like take some time, and then she'll, like, you know, do her music for a little bit and then take some time. So yeah, hopefully it just lines up to where we can do it. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would. I'm all for it.
I mean, like you said, schedules is one thing, but the person who says no to Lainey Wilson needs to be checked.
Yeah.
I mean, it needs to be like,
that's correct.
He should be checked. I guarantee something's wrong.
Lainey, can we talk about one of my favorite things that you have done on Instagram lately?
What?
Well, you did the dancing video a while back, and then you had a wonderful fan, I guess we would call him, who said, she dances better than she sings, maybe stick with that instead, which is such a stupid comment. And you decided to handle that by doing what?
I gave him what he wanted. And so I gave him a little dance, you know. I got down there on the ground and tried to do what looked kind of like the worm.
Right.
And then thought I couldn't get back up there for a minute, but just giving old Johnny Boy what he wants.
Yeah, that was the best. You're just like giving Johnny Boy what he wants.
That's
and the
great.
Dance is wonderful. Every once in a while, you got to just kind of check people, don't you?
I you do. And to be honest, I was just having fun with it. I thought it was hilarious, because a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, she can't dance. She needs to stick to singing. So I'm realizing at this point that people are just going to say things just to say things.
Right.
So, you know, it was funny.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it. Well, I know you got to run, but I just want to say congrats on the album. Looking forward to, we've spent some time with it here already, but 4x4, I love that song. Can't wait to hear that one coming out. Whirlwind is out now. You all should get it and enjoy all, 14 tracks, I think, on there. Can't wait to see you out and about at the next concert in our neighborhood. So congrats on everything so far, and we look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
Lainey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go, guys. Lainey Wilson on a roll. Well, Steve, what's your question for Lainey?
Before she goes, Lainey, Steve, go ahead. Question.
Oh, such a shame out of time. Are we out of time?
I was just kidding. She's still on. Lainey, go ahead. No, how funny would that be?
Oh, man.
Dang it. Would that have been tell Lainey we're going to do the fake closeout and then have her hold on for a second so Steve could actually ask a question?
I already made a fool of myself on the phone with her before.
What did you? Why would
you talk
do?
To Lainey before?
Accidentally.
Because when you what said, you "Hey, let us know when Lainey's ready," and it was, and she was already on.
Pretty much. And then I was like, "Oh, hold on!" And then I put her on hold.
Panic! Put her on hold.
Yeah. So that didn't go well.
So what would have been your question if I would have? I almost did it. If that beep wouldn't have happened,
you would have thrown it to Steve right there.
Oh, 100%. I was going to say, our producer, Steve, he's new to the show. He has not done a lot of interviews. And we want to have Steve ask you a question.
Oh, you don't know I haven't done a lot of interviews?
Wow.
You haven't done a lot of interviews with famous people.
All right.
I mean, the guy who runs the flea market in middle of nowhere, Minnesota, doesn't count.
It's very important that he gets the word out, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. What are you doing? You don't know.
I mean, no, you're right. And it is still an interview and probably a harder interview than Lainey Wilson. You could talk to Lainey for an hour.
Oh, easily, sure.
She's
easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you have said?
I don't know. What's your favorite color?
The Big 99.9.
Hi.
What?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Where we could, get ice cubes and the...
And other rappers.
Let's spoil ourselves. What's that?
You said we could get ice cubes and other rappers.
Oh, rappers. Yes, yes, yes. I get it now, iced tea.
Kevin James.
Vanilla ice.
Vanilla ice, yeah.
They don't all have to be ice ones, I guess.
No, they don't. They're just... Thank you, Kevin.
Ice spice?
Okay, I mean, yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Extremely brief newscast brought to you by Haven Real Estate. Also, in just a minute or so here, we're going to give away some back-to-class cash. That's $200 for you. All you have to do is just be the correct caller. We'll do it momentarily. Kevin?
Here we go with some news for you. Quick news, as you told me.
Quick news.
Montana has been named the top spot where you are most likely to have a close encounter with a UFO.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh. So I thought I would share that
with you.
Let's see. An interesting dog fact. Dogs are as smart as a 2-year-old baby.
Okay. Depending on the dog and the 2-year-old, I would imagine.
Yeah, it does seem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely seems
quite
like
quite some variables
could
there.
Could vary a little bit.
Yeah.
How about this? A gravel dump truck crashes through a Civil War era covered bridge, falling into the main river.
Well, that seems like a sad story.
But we can't get into the details.
We don't have time.
No, Steve, we don't have time.
We just, oh. this is the goulash of news. Mm.
I like hodgepodge better.
Hodgepodge?
Because you never had goulash.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you had goulash?
Yeah. It's delicious.
So then you'd rather have hodgepodge than goulash?
Wasn't that what they call? Just go ahead. You're running out of time.
A mix-up? Yes, it is what they call like a mashup of things. Yeah, like a goulash and a hodgepodge.
Yeah, I understand.
A collection,
Steve,
if you will.
But what I'm taking
potpourri.
Are like the
potpourri.
Leftover stuff that I had.
Yes, that's
and
it.
And mixing it all together into something delicious for everyone's ears.
A mixed like bag, if you will.
Goulash for your ears. Now this, it's coming back. Or is it? It's all over the TV this morning. Ted Lasso, season 4.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
It's a wild thing. They're saying the fourth season of the beloved Apple TV series is closer to becoming a reality.
What if it was already done and they were just fooling us this whole time?
They've got three original cast members so far. Okay. Hannah Waddington plays Rebecca.
Yep.
She's needed.
She's absolutely have to have.
Or Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent.
Have to have.
And Jeremy Swift, who stars as the director of football operations, Leslie Higgins.
Okay, again, important.
You got to have him. He's one you could do without, maybe.
Probably, but you, you want him.
The thing is, they're all represented by UK Acting Union Equity.
I think they're missing Ted.
Now they're trying to get the American. So, Jay, they started with the UK.
Okay.
Now they're going to SAG-AFTRA contracts.
I understand
for
now.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Brendan Hunt, who plays Coach Beard.
Yes.
And then, Juno Temple, who plays Keeley Jones.
Okay. All right.
Now, they're saying the only problem is it's contingent upon budget approval and scheduling.
Boy, here we go.
As actors who have lapsed may have joined other series put them in a position one. But then there's others saying we've studied and none of these actors currently seem to have a show that is their first priority.
Right.
So we'll see. They say if it all works out, filming will begin in 2025.
Also going to start the rumor right now that Lainey Wilson is filming Yellowstone this week.
Oh, she is 100%.
She's got, she has this entire week off. She doesn't have another concert until Sunday. Sunday's her next concert. It's in Los Angeles. Coincidence? I think not.
Do they film in L.A.?
I mean, she's on the West Coast, and I know they film out in the West Coast. So I'm just going to say.
She's filming
I'm
going to
say it right now. She's filming Yellowstone.
Whoa.
This week. There I said it.
I like it.
She only has one concert. Then it's Sunday in L.A., and then she doesn't have another concert, Kevin, till she's, in Utah, where they could be filming there, too. Not till September 13th. She's got a pretty long break here. And she said, I'm going to be filming that soon. And or coming up or whatever it is she said, leads me to believe.
Yep.
She's not allowed to say, but we can say it. She's filming right now.
Breaking news.
That's just one, and it like is the full length of her finger. And I always think, man, you can't even really bend your finger. It's got to be weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm going to start doing that.
It's a lot.
I'm going to start wearing like just a bunch of rings to work. How do you think?
You should.
Do you like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Be a good look with it. All right, it is time for Beat the Show. And our category today is heroes. Rich, how are you?
I'm better than I deserve.
All righty. Well, I don't know.
I could be a hero, baby. You know that song?
Fantastic. Although I took the whole week off, so this is my first day back to work, and I'm not really looking forward to this.
I am sorry. And then I sang to you.
It was a nice serenade.
It wasn't terrible.
Just too much.
Yeah. Although, at this point, Kevin, I'm not sure anything would help. Sometimes that's the way it works. All right, heroes is the category, Rich. Let's see how we do here. Who are you going to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll challenge you, Jay.
All right, we'll see you in about a minute and 15-ish. Just wave your arms, folks. All right, not the folks who are driving around. You don't have to wave your arms. Or if you're even at work or at home or listening on the app in an airport in New York, you don't have to wave your arms. What you need to do is just one of you two guys wave your arms.
Although I would approve of any of those people waving their
arms. Just all of a sudden just waving your arms?
Yeah. Seems kind of fun.
It depends. Like if you're crossing the street and you're listening to us in your some sort of AirPod or a headphone and you all of a sudden start waving your arms.
Yeah, it's a perfect time.
All right. See you in a minute.
Okay. All right, here we go, Rich. Holding Out for a Hero was a song recorded for the 1984 movie Footloose. Who played Ren McCormick or who starred in that film?
What? Pass.
Who is Superman's primary love interest?
Superman? Wasn't her name Jane? I don't know.
What was the first Indiana Jones movie called?
Indiana Jones. Oh my goodness. I need to go back to bed. I passed.
Who played Claire Bennett on the TV show Heroes?
This isn't gonna
Why
get
did
better.
I even call you guys? I have no idea.
Okay, Tom Holland played Spider-Man. Who is the actor reportedly dating?
Spider-Man?
Pass.
I don't even know why I called.
I don't even know.
Rich, it's not all on you.
That category for me.
The category may be tough. You probably could have got one or two.
Wait, was the category hard? I don't want to even ask Rich.
We'll see how you do, Jay.
Okay.
I mean, I made it, so.
You made the category?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Jay, you ready?
I think so. I'm a little nervous now, but.
Okay, here we go. Holding Out for a Hero was a song recorded for the 1984.
Holding Out for a Hero, baby.
Yeah, it was made for the 84 movie Footloose. Who played Ren McCormick or who starred in the film?
Either one.
I mean.
Kevin Bacon?
Okay. Who is Superman's primary love interest?
Lois Lane.
What was the first Indiana Jones movie called?
I'm going to guess Temple of Doom.
Who played Claire Bennett on the TV show Heroes?
Pass.
Tom Holland has played Spider-Man. Who is the actor reportedly dating?
Hold on. Zendaya.
I'm No Superman, or Superman, was the theme for the TV show Scrubs. What network did that show air on its start?
I'm going to say NBC.
What fictional detective was created by author Arthur Conan Doyle?
Arthur Conan Doyle, I should know that. Fictional detective?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Tracy.
Is that it? I think I passed on one,
but I would never know that TV show or whatever it was you said.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Actually, not. let's go over some answers. What do you say?
I'd say we should, yeah.
Holding Out for a Hero was a song.
Holding Out for a Hero, baby. Is that Bonnie Tyler?
I don't know the song. I cannot place
Seriously,
it.
Seriously, Kevin?
Yeah, I cannot place it.
Oh, my.
It.
Really? I think it was. Wasn't it also in Shrek? That was another two.
Yeah,
but.
Bonnie Tyler. I remember all the really important stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Like Bonnie Tyler singing.
I'm holding up for a hero.
Kevin, great song. You don't know the song?
I mean, maybe if I hear the actual version, it'll ring my bell.
Hurtful.
Yeah, I know it. Of course I know it.
Yeah. I think everybody knows it, yeah. You're right, though. You might have to hear it. You don't think mine sounded like... Here it is. It sounded exactly like she did.
Yeah.
You did.
Thank you.
It's my bad.
It is your bad.
I don't know that it is.
Who played Ren McCormick or who was the star of the film?
So is that two people then? Who played Ren McCormick or who was the star of the film?
Well, to make
it two different people?
No, to make it more clear. I know you're just picking apart.
I don't actually know.
It's Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, it's Kevin Bacon. Okay. He was the star of the film.
He was.
Right.
Yeah.
So why didn't you just say who was the star of the film?
Did Rich get that one?
No.
I got a big fat zero, Jay.
Oh, no, Rich.
Rich said, and he may not have been wrong, I don't even know why I called.
I don't think that's right.
It's your first day back to work, Rich.
Yeah, it's just a bummer for him.
Dang it. That's a great answer, though. Oh, was that the answer to one of the questions?
I wish.
All of the questions. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Oh, go fast, Steve. Let's see how we did.
Superman's primary love interest, Lois Lane.
Or Jane.
Jane? It wasn't Tarzan.
It's close. Who was the first Indiana Jones? What was the first Indiana Jones movie called?
I don't know the order of those, but.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah. Raiders. Yeah, that's right.
Who played Claire Bennett on the TV show Heroes? Better question, Kevin.
I don't know that show.
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Huh. Tom Holland has played Spider-Man, who is the actor reportedly dating.
Jay, where did you pull this one out?
I have kids that love them. My daughter in particular has mentioned them millions of times.
Okay.
Likes both of them. Likes both those
people. Nice work.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Also, if you have ever seen them together, she's so much taller than he is. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, really? She is?
Okay. Quite a bit, yeah.
All right. I'm No Superman, or Superman was the theme for the TV show Scrubs. What network did that show air on at its start?
Flat out guess for me.
NBC is correct, Jay.
Hey, look at that.
Well done. It did switch over to ABC later on.
Thank you, Steve.
Fictional detective was created by author Arthur Conan Doyle.
Also just a guess.
Yeah, I was looking for Sherlock.
Yeah, that's what I should have said.
Ah, dang it. Sure.
All right, Watson. Kevin, do your Sherlock Holmes impression for Steve from the movie.
Oh, from the movie?
Yes.
Who's a fellow? Steve, Watson?
You ever heard that movie? So stupid.
And you were making fun of Jay singing.
Oh, gosh dang it, Rich. I think I might have got you just by a smidge there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we only had 6 questions, unless I can't count.
Oh, no.
But, well, that was 7.
Was it?
Yeah. Holding Out for a Hero, Superman, Indiana Jones, Heroes TV Show.
Yeah.
Mm.
Spider-Man, Tom Holland. I'm No Superman Scrubs,
right.
And Fictional Detective.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Very good. Steve, I just had my numbers. I have it numbered, but I had them in the wrong spot. So I apologize.
What'd you do? Like 1, 3, 4, 2, 6, 1, 5, 8, 9, 6.
I made lines, but the lines weren't.
Oh, they didn't correlate to the answers. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Because I knew it didn't matter after Rich played. And I mean that with
very,
love.
Very cruel to
Oh, man.
Rich, can you pick a number for us, please?
Jeez, maybe not.
Come on, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to cheer him up.
It seemed to
work.
First
day back to work.
Yeah, that worked.
What do you think, buddy?
Caller number 7.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate you. See you, Rich. 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He said he went to a client yesterday and they had a jigsaw puzzle and he just stopped for like 5 minutes so he could help put some of the pieces together.
Kevin James.
Just kind of walk over and help put a couple pieces in, or if you're, you know, somebody who's mean like producer Steve, you just grab a piece, put it in your pocket and walk out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
That time.
12.3 was the average ranking for the greatest leading actor of all time.
12.3 out of a scale of what?
Here's what they did. The ranking used 3 factors. Online ratings of the actor's movies.
Okay.
Box office success and Oscar recognition. Okay? So you follow me there?
Pretty good.
Three things. The lower the score, the better.
Oh, lower. Okay, I see.
So I don't know how they did the math of those things, but those were the deals that were included in it. And the greatest actor of all time goes to, do you have a guess?
I mean.
Anybody? Steve, you got something to say?
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman is not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10. This list is terrible.
Yeah, this is something.
I mean, it's based off facts, guys. Box office success. Online ratings and
Leo.
Oscar recognition. Leonardo DiCaprio, number 1 with a 12.3. Second place with a 27.6. Paul Newman.
Wow, that's almost impossible because of the online part.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I mean, obviously, maybe his company helps or something, but the online part is why I said Leo, because, you know, I feel like that would be a high ranking for him.
Well, and he's definitely had...
I wasn't expecting a bunch of older
huge
people.
Huge success, right?
Absolutely,
And Oscar recognition. But the online ratings are... I mean, all the old movies have ratings, right?
Yeah.
From Rotten Tomatoes or whatever the other sites are. Al Pacino was number 3, Jack Nicholson number 4, Brad Pitt was at number 5.
Okay.
Tom Hanks number 6.
Where's Denzel? Any no Denzel in there?
Jack Lemmon was number 7.
Denzel
number 8.
Wow.
Dustin Hoffman number 9, and Christian Bale sneaks in at number 10.
Oh boy.
You'll notice there are no women in the top 10.
Yeah. Isn't that your guy?
Love him.
That's the one who you don't like, right?
It's the one I need to apologize to.
Because you didn't know which one he was.
Oh.
Yeah, I think for all those years, I said I don't like Christian Bale, and I refused to watch his movies, then to only find out that it wasn't him at all.
Which one was it?
The other
Slater?
Guy. Yeah. It's Christian Slater.
Which is so funny.
And I thought it was Christian Bale. And so for all these years, I've been like, yeah, not interested, not a fan, won't watch it. Only to find out it was Christian Slater.
The wrong guy.
I mean, you know, you got Christian in there. It was, yeah,
right.
You know. And it's the same half of the alphabet, so I could understand the miscommunication.
Certainly.
And it's kind of funny. It would have been way easier to dislike Christian Slater. Like, he hasn't done a lot of stuff. Christian Bale sure has.
Been in more things, yeah.
Yeah.
He's Batman.
That's correct. Looking at Christian Slater, known for movies, Very Bad Things, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Okay, that's a good one.
True Romance, Broken Arrow. That's his top four.
I haven't seen any of them, so that helps. So I have boycotted him without even knowing.
Christian Bale, Dark Knight. Heard of it? Yeah, Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins, and American Hustle.
He's done pretty well.
He's done better, yeah.
I'll give him a shot.
I'm sure he appreciates
it. Moving forward, yep.
It's awfully kind of you.
Yeah. It's an interesting list either way. Yeah, kind of a fun jumping off point for an argument, if nothing else.
There's the number one female came in at number 11, and it was Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know.
It is one massive movie that got
Sometimes it might be enough, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. She'll be tomorrow's topic for Beat the Show.
So I know you'd love it.
Oh, boy. Can you...
Steve loves old actresses.
Kevin, could you imagine how long the Katharine Hepburn question would take to get to?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? There would be like so long of a windup that by the time the pitch was thrown, you would forget that she was in any movies or who she was.
Yes. It would just be so
What is the name of movie she's most likely known for, Steve?
Katharine Hepburn?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yep.